A brand new season of Deadliest Catch started last night on the Discovery Channel. They claim to be a deadly industry. Then there's coal mining. They claim to be dangerous, but one of the more dangerous businesses to be in is farming. And one of the more dangerous places on the farm is the grain bin. Stu Letcher is the executive director of the North Dakota Grain Dealers Association. Howdy, Stu.
Hello.
And the North Dakota Grain Dealers Association are partnering with the National Grain and Feed Association to kind of raise awareness on this topic this week.
Yeah, this week is Stand Up for Grain Engulfment Prevention Awareness Week, and you know, we're trying to get the word out about grain engulfments to make sure everybody's aware of it and be careful in the bin.
With a little luck, guys are at the bottom of the bin instead of going in at the top where some of those crusts are. But that is one of the most dangerous times, is the first time you go in that bin, right?
Yeah, especially if you, like you say, you hope you're at the bottom of the bin this time of year. But there are many times when, if you make entry, especially this time of year, you know, things can happen over the course of the year, especially the winter. You might have some moisture migration, and you can potentially have some grain go out of condition, and that can create some hazards in the bin. So you want to be aware of that and be careful.
Now, are there any particular things going on as far as education that producers can either attend, or webinars or things like that?
Yeah, actually, there was a webinar that was held yesterday, but I do believe there's still access to that webinar or recording of that. And each day this week, there's a different topic, and there's materials available. Today's topic is grain bin entry and the checklist and the process to make sure you can go in the bin safely. Tomorrow's topic is...
safety briefings.
Yeah.
Mechanical hazards.
Excuse me, and then... Friday's topic is on mechanical hazards.
Yeah.
So, it's something that you kind of take for granted in this part of the country, but we want to make sure everybody's aware of the hazards.
All right. Well, raise the awareness and keep guys safe out there for sure. So thanks for doing that, Stu.
You betcha.
What's the general attitude of, you know, farmers are a little frustrated. We got a down farm economy. The markets are down, and hey, some of your members are the ones who are buying that grain from the farmers, and I guess are times tight at the elevator, too.
You know, when prices go down, you know, things get tight all over. So, yeah, you know, it's been a little bit leaner a year this year. I guess, you know, we're still buying grain, but it's, you know, I think it's more selective. Farmers are more selective at the times. You know, they got to be a little bit more careful about watching price and take advantage of those price swings. So we're still buying grain, but like you say, it is a little bit tougher out there.
How about the tariff talk last week, all the saber rattling and prices took a dive? Seems like we've come back. Is there any anxiety regarding exports?
You know, there is a little bit. You know, we did take a little tumble in price last week, but it has come back. And you know, there is some concern, but these tariffs won't take effect until later on this year. There's a comment period, and so we're very hopeful that we can come to an agreement and then resolve the issue. You know, that's a big part of our North Dakota grain goes to the Pacific Northwest, and of course is exported to China, so that is a big issue for us.
For sure. All right. Well, we sure appreciate the work you do, and you know, keeping the local elevator industry. It is still one of the main fabric of small town Dakotas is the local elevator. So thanks for being in charge of that organization. And thanks for helping promote Stand Up for Grain Engulfment Prevention Awareness Week. And I just see the website to log into that webinar is standupevents.org.
Yes, standupevents.org. And I would like to point out that it's not just for commercial facilities. You know, if you're a farmer out there and want to learn more about, go ahead and go to that website as well.
Gotcha. All righty. Hey, thank you, Stu. Have a good spring.
You too.
Yep, bye now.